Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to H2 FY 2026 results conference call of Nitto Yoshi Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference call over to Mr. Karan Thakur from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the H2 FY 2026 earnings call of Nitto Yoshi Limited. We have with us the senior management of the company, led by Mr. Himanshu Lohia, Managing Director and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Subodh Lohia, Whole-time Director, and Ms. Soundarya Lohia, Non-Executive Director. We will start with the brief opening remarks, which will be followed by a Q&A session. Thank you. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Himanshu Lohia. Over to you, sir.
Wishing you all a very Yoshi morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are happy to share that we have announced the result. Our total income for the year have been 101 crore, which is 44% up than the last year. The PAT have been 25 crore, which we have committed to our investors, which has been an increase of 53% from the last year. Our cash flow have been positive. Further, the investors who joined the company, we are very happy that you have been associated with the company. Moreover, you would have gone through the results. I would like more and more time to be invested on the question and answers. I would request you people to start the Q&A round.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Chintan Parekh from Vyom Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey. Hi, Himanshu. How are you?
Hi, Chintan. How are you? How are you?
Good. First of all, congratulations on great set of number and a fantastic profit. My first question is on the operational readiness of our new factory. Where are we? Have we started the, you know, productions? Is it outgoing? Update on the, you know, the bogie and the wagon manufacturing readiness.
Chintan, the plant is ready. You will hear the commencement of the plant within June itself. First invoices would be raised in the month of June. Further, the approval process for the bogie is going on. Simultaneously, there were many other product also that we are developing. The samples of coupler and yoke support and all, already we have taken out the samples. Yes.
Okay. The second question is on the, let's say, upcoming RDSO approvals on, you know, existing or new products that we are. If you can help us understand how many products are in pipeline at which stage, on RDSO approval stage?
In RDSO approval, there are another 15-20 products which are in pipeline, and there are various products which we are in developmental phase, and we have completed the timeline for that. We have applied for the accreditation of those product line also. Initially, since we were only supplying to the wagon industry, so we were applying to the RDSO for the approval. Now, since we are supplying to the track industry also, to the locomotive also, and also to the coaches as well. We are now, for the approval, we applying to ICF as well, MCF as well, RCF as well. There are various products which are in pipeline of approval and upgradation as well, more than 15 products.
Mr. Parekh, you want to ask more questions? Mr. Parekh? As there is no response from the current participant, we will take the next question from the line of Paras Chheda from Purple One Vertex Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Himanshu ji. Thank you for this opportunity and congratulations for a strong set of results. Sir, I just understood that, you know, our new capacity will be operational from June itself, you know, within this month. Given that is the case, sir, for FY27, what could be the revenue guidance now revised? And do we expect the PAT margins to still, you know, hover around 25% plus minus? Or are we expecting some moderation as we scale up?
So the revenue guidance for this current financial year, what we have given is around 210 crore rupees, and the PAT margin is around 25%, and we see the same PAT margins carry forward for this current financial year as well, and we are very positive about it.
Right. So you're still speaking to about 25% of PAT margin, is that?
Yes, 25% of PAT margin.
Understood, sir. And sir, once this capacity is operational, now both these capacities put together, I mean, what could be the peak revenue that's possible from these now?
So, 110 from the old plant and new plant is 200 crores. And there have been like other development for the track part also. So, there is another revenue coming from that. So, we can say approximately from both the plant, we can do around 340, 350 crores.
340-350 crores. Right. Right. And that sort of peak revenue we expect to hit maybe next year?
Yeah, next year. Next financial.
Understood. Next financial. Yeah, understood, sir. Understood, sir. I mean, now we've seen, you know, there is some bit of diversification away from the government, you know, clients towards private sector. So, I mean, is there a change in the receivable days now, and what share of private sector are we targeting for FY27 now?
So initially, there have not been change in we were supplying to the government also. We were supplying to the private players before also. Companies like Jupiter, Titagarh, and other like track companies, like various track companies which are there in the market, and various companies which are wearing the coach section also. We were supplying to them before also. They are considered as a private, but they are supposed to be, the material is supposed to be bought from the approved sources as well. So we are supplying to the private people also before, and now also we are supplying to private people. Further, in diversification of product line, there are other product line also, be it in the mining section or be the power section and or the highly margin products for plant and machinery. We are targeting them also, so the high PAT margins which we are targeting, that can be carried forward.
Is there a difference in the receivable days between the two?
There is a difference in the private and government sector. There is a difference in receivable date. So many of the people would have questions of the receivable cycle have increased. It is not the receivable cycle for us, the company have increased. So, if you people would have attended a call before, so we have clearly we have stated that the payment cycle in the railways in the month of March, February and March is very bad, because their funds have got ended, and it is the April their funds starts coming in. So that is why the receivables day in the month of March having you will see higher debtor standing in the month of March. But when you come down to April, initially in the first 15 days only, half of them would have had got connected.
Understood, sir. And just as we speak, sir, I mean, how is the demand environment looking to you for the next 2-3 years at least?
Demand, there was a little slowdown in the wagon industry, but now as you new 1 lakh wagon order is coming into place, that wagon industry would again go into hype now. And further, the coach and track, which various products which you develop, we see very strong potential in that as well. So wagon also coming back to the normal growth line, we see what targeted we had projected and everything to be back to be in place totally.
So we'll be able to achieve our targets then, more or less.
Yeah, we are very confident on that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Parth Acharya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Parth. How are you?
Yes, good, sir. So I just have a couple of questions. So what is the timeline for this wagon manufacturing facility?
Currently, we are going for a bogie manufacturing facility right now that will be operational within this month. Wagon manufacturing facility we aim in future and 3 years down the line, but currently which the bogie manufacturing facility which will be ready in this month.
What was the capex done for that?
The 50 crores of fund which we raised from the IPO for the capex that we have done in the bogie manufacturing facility.
Okay. And sir, recently there was a mega wagon tender of 40,000 CR in news recently. So do you expect any kind of revenue from that with wagon manufacturing?
Definitely. It was a 1 lakh wagon tender that is coming into place. So once the wagon manufacturing comes, automatically the bogie manufacturing, the component manufacturing get the benefit of it. So definitely there will be a lot of benefit.
So any orders that you expect from this?
Yes, all the sub-assembly order and the bogies on the assembly, they are going to manufacture the wagon, the sub-assemblies and the bogies orders are going to come to the...
Also like in respect to ancillary, that is like without wagon manufacturing.
I didn't get your question, can you repeat?
Yeah, other than wagon manufacturing, we expect any ancillary orders from this?
So basically the order is for the wagons and the once the wagon is being manufactured, they need the bogies and the component. So the bogie manufacturer and the component manufacturer will get the complete order of components and bogies and which will be procured by the wagon manufacturers.
Okay, okay, sir. That's it, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Achyut, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I want to know more about the certifications. Like, what is the entry barrier and how hard is to get the certifications, sir? Like, recently, you also informed to the market that you received some RDSO certification. So, I just want to know, I mean, how hard is to get the certifications and what are the entry barriers for this business?
So it's a whole long process of getting any approvals, sir. There is a, from document scrutiny to CCA to prototype and to getting, once you approve as a development category, there is a field trial for quantity and then you get the approval. So it's a very long, tedious process. And one of the main entry barrier from keeping any company coming into the process. And the component which we are manufacturing, these are all critical components. These are like called class A components, which critical safety components. So they have a huge safety barrier as well as a process barrier. And if you see each product, there are 5 to 7 active lines in each of them. So that is the reason because of the entry barrier, these, there are very less people in it.
Okay, sir.
Sir,
my second question is like, as we are able to see some slowdown in some of your clients, like most of the railway related contractors, like we are able to see some slowdown in their results as well. So how is the order inflow, sir? How is the order inflow and how the Sanskrit investment is going to be? So are you also seeing some slowdown in your business or are the order inflows are good enough?
No, our line of business, we don't see any slowdown. Each aspect which we are targeting, they have got sufficient revenue and margin sector. So we are not seeing any slowdown. We are very positive of the market as well, and we are positive about the work we are doing as well.
Okay, what is the order inflow? I mean, what is the current order book and what is the order inflow for in this current year, sir?
Around, as on date, we would have got order book of more than 140-150 crores with various open orders being at a place.
What is the timeline for to execute this order?
There is different timeline associated with the private players and also the government there. So roughly you can say within the next financial year, this financial year.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ramesh D, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Sir, I missed your earlier commentary about guidance. What is the revenue guidance for 26-27, sir?
For the current financial year you are talking about, right?
Yeah, correct.
So we are targeting 210-220 crores, sir.
210-220, okay. And I want to know about the raw material pressure. So is there any pressure on the raw material cost? How are we going to handle it?
So there have been increase in raw material cost, but we each orders we are quoting, there is a clause called PVC, price variation clause, according to the market rate when once we are quoting in the government. So once we raise the bill to the railways, accordingly the price get revised and to the railways is supplying on the tender basis accordingly. So we get the increased price variation from there.
Okay. Then this forward integration to bogie manufacturing, I assume that it is higher margin business, right, sir?
We target 25% PAT from the similar product line.
Okay. And earlier the conference calls, I think last year, you mentioned about there is some benefit of tax rebate, maybe like 15% or something. Is it going to continue forever or is there any time limit, sir?
It's for the lifetime, sir. So any company which was established and in operational year, accordingly that goes for the lifetime for us.
And you are mentioning that the assets are very fungible, like we can go into other verticals also. Are there any plans, sir, like maybe 1 year or 2 years down the line?
We are focused on the railway and other lines also, few products of other lines to be present in different scenarios in the different market. We have developed in other lines as well.
Okay. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Arpit Jadhani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
I already congratulations first of all for the RDSO approval, what we get last month. And also, as you mentioned, we have another 15 products under the RDSO approval. Do we have any timeline until which we are expecting to get this approval? Or so, quarterly or maybe?
So each product line have the, we have, since I stated before also, so we have supplied to RDSO also, ICF, RCMC, different agencies for the approval. So each product have their own criteria of timeline. Some would come in 3 months, some would take 6 to 7 months time.
Okay, so by H1 27 we can expect this, right?
Right.
And sir, another question, as we said, after having upcoming facility in operation, we can generate revenue around 350 crore and we are giving a guidance of 210 crore for FY27. Right. Do we plan any further expansion or CapEx plan in future?
Our company has been continuous expect of expansion wherever we have seen the scope yes, to develop ourselves. We have been doing it. And we for the bogie plant, simultaneously we have done two other expansion also. And then currently also, any product we see where we can diversify and, into the railways and we'll sustain our margins, we would keep expanding.
Okay, thank you.
I can't hear you.
Sir, he's done asking. Thank you. We will take our next question from the line of Vansh from 3A Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So first of all, congratulations on a good set of numbers.
So
I have just a few questions. Regarding last time you had mentioned that you won't be needing any funds to raise like for the next 3 years. After that, for when you'll be venturing into the wagon manufacturing. So like currently you have issued the warrants. So what's the purpose of that warrants? Can you just elaborate?
So sir, you see simultaneously we are going into the track. So we have put computer infrastructure for the same. So when we're saying we are going for the track, there is a rail which just need to be procured from Jindal, and you do your machining work and assemble the complete turnaround and everything and supply it to the railways. So right now when we are making the components, the basic main pricing for us is scrap, which comes to 37 to 39 rupees. But when we are talking about rail, we have to buy it at 65 rupees, 65 to 70 rupees per kg, and we have to keep the inventory of almost 2 months for that. And then the complete assembling will happen and the material will go to the railways, which have a huge margins in this product line. And you, then the inventory turnaround time in the rail section will increase. So we are developing this track section. So for that, we see the working capital to be working capital cycle to be increased in the track section. So particularly for the track section, we within a time frame of 1.5 years, we are raising that amount of money.
Okay. So like only for the track section, you need extra working capital. Otherwise, for all products, it's not needed.
Right. For the bogie and for the current part which we are doing, we have sufficient working capital for us. But since we want to add on the track section also, and where the cost of raw material is increasing, which will increase our at margins as well, so we are going for the warrants in that section.
Can you just tell what how much tracks revenue does track section contribute to the top line?
Currently or in future, you're saying?
No, currently and future also.
So currently we're doing the sub-assembly of the track part. We are not doing the complete track section. So currently I can say the track section have contributed approximately 20 crores in our revenue. And in future we see that increasing to 60 to 70 crores in balance.
And for the like recent new plant or new bogey plant, so have you received any DSO certification yet or it's in process?
It's in process.
Like when will be expecting that, because otherwise we won't be able to start the production.
No, we'll be able to start the production of various different lines. That's what we did in June. We'll be able to start the production. Once the approval received, we'll be able to supply it to the railways directly and with the tenders from the railway. There will be additional margins coming into play. Otherwise we'll be able to start the production with other product lines.
So yeah, so like in this month only we'll be expecting to receive the RDS certification, right?
RDS approval by next month for the new plant, and the production for other various lines will be starting within this month.
Okay. And like you mentioned about the like 140 to 150 crore of current order book, so it's executable in this year only or will be to the next year?
It's executed within this financial year, and there I've told that we were various multiple order, like open orders as well, a few products. So exact order book we cannot define, but we can execute this order book within this financial year.
Okay, so that's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shivam Padhyay from Chhattisgarh Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I am audible.
Yes.
Yeah. So firstly, you've explained that raw material prices have increased, which has resulted in our gross margins and EBITDA margins going down. So if you can explain, like, how do you see these margins going forward given the increase in raw materials?
So I said the raw material prices have increased, but the PAT and the margins which we had, that has been sustainable, because there is a price variation clause as well, and with the private where also we are supplying, there is a terms and understanding, because they are into also same product, accordingly the above prices get revised. So the chain of reaction, so we see the same happening with the other people as well which are in the market. So accordingly the selling price is increasing and the raw material prices are increasing.
But there might be some lag, right? I mean, you do you guys order based on the orders that you have, or is there any price lag in the escalation?
There is always a lag in the product, one product to product basis. Only thing to pipe that and to keep your the PAT margin which you're trying to achieve intact is diversifying towards new and better products and develop them as soon as like your margins start getting hit from it.
Okay. Also on receivable side, I missed your point. Receivables have shot up pretty much, and given this year we had approximately 20-25% sales from private players as well. If you can give us an idea as to how to look at receivables numbers going forward.
The major of the receivables you see from the last financial is from the railways directly. I had explained the call before. The February and March are the months where the fund allocated for the particular component maintenance, their funds get exhausted, and in the April the funds are again issued. From first April itself we start getting those receivables. That is the only difference in the like why the March receivables have shot up in the March.
For FY 2027, we should see a similar level of 50-55 days.
I'll say in the 6 months we'll see as the same, because that's where we have, once we are supplying to railway, that is the time when they have the funds available with them. In the March, if you're supplying to the railways in the same product line, definitely the receivables in the month of February and March will be little very high compared to any of the month.
Yeah, so I'm asking receivables numbers for FY 2027. Do you expect it to come down or?
We expect it to come down, sir.
To our historical average, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shubham Gupta from Prospera Wealth Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Okay, sir. First of all, sir, excellent numbers. Congrats on that. My question is basically for the next 3 years, what is your vision in terms of the top line? Like, how do you think, like, the company will grow for the next 3 years? And also throw some light on the margins, because you are saying that in future wagon manufacturing facility will also be live. How will that impact?
In coming 3 financial years, we want to develop product line, a complete assembly line for the railways in different various sector, and where we are able to generate and the PAT margins as well as we believe in the bottom line. That is the main focus which we have. For the coming financial year which we are in, we are expecting to 20 crores of revenue. Next financial year, where both the facility, we will be using this facility as well to the peak. We are expecting around 200 from this and around 130-140 from the old plant as well. That is going to be revenue. Next to next financial year, where we plan to be a complete wagon manufacturing company, we will be expecting huge chunk in growth of revenue from that time. 3 years.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. This wagon manufacturing facility, how much revenue it will come, it will like on in at the peak level, how much revenue it will contribute?
Right now we're doing a basic manufacturing facility. From that we'll be able to do 200 wagon. We're targeting in 2 or 3 years down the line.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ketan R. Chheda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good performance for 2026, FY 2026. My question is with respect to the receivables. You explained that the receivables shoot up in the month of March. But can you give us some kind of an outlook by when these receivables will be received at your company? in Q1, will it be all cleared by people who have to pay you?
By April 15, it got half of what it was. I can just say this.
Sorry, say again, I could not hear you.
April 15th itself, it got half of what it was.
So, out of approximately 32 crores which was there as receivables as of 31st March, you have received about 50% of that.
Yes, approximately today I'll say my debtor book is standing around 20.
20 crores is pending yet.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Thank you. And the other question is with respect to the CAPEX. Now, for FY27, what is your CAPEX plan? How do you plan to fund it? And for what purpose it will be used?
The CAPEX, which is the money which is left, you say?
No. The CAPEX plan for this financial year, FY27, whatever CAPEXes you are planning.
Yes.
New lines, new facilities, whatever that you are planning for this financial year. So, how much money is budgeted for the capex for FY27?
So last year, we'll say we have sown the seed already. So, last year we have done a lot of capex, and which revenue and generation is going to come in this financial year. Be it the bogie plant, be it the track section, or be it the fabrication design section. These all capex we have done. So, this year what we mainly focus on is generating the revenue and the harvest the seeds which we have already gone in the last financial year and get the revenue, and the capex and expansion which we are planning, that we will be planning in the other assembly line of the railways. So according right now we are focused on generating the revenue and the profits from the last year capex and bringing the plant into production line. And if we see any scope of good product line and expansion, accordingly from own internal accruals, we will be doing the expansions.
But what is the figure for FY27? I understand you mentioned that you've done a major capex last year itself, which means this year there is no major capex except for some maintenance or upgrades, minor upgrades that may be there. Is that correct?
So last year, if you see, approximately 10 crores of funds were left for the bogie manufacturing plant, which we already utilized as of budget. That 10 crores of capex have already been done in this financial year. And other than this, other assembly line which we are targeting for the product line, that capex will be.
All right. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, good morning. Just one clarification on the working capital requirements you said for the track section we need. Are we raising it through equity or debt?
We have replaced warranties for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what amount are we raising?
Approximately 29.
Could you repeat?
Approximately 29.
29 crores, okay. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sanket Sat from Arth AIS. Please go ahead.
Hi, Manju sir. Congratulations on a great set of results. My question is, what trends are you seeing on the ground from Indian Railways, ICF, RCF, MCF for new products? Like, I remember last year you had identified tracks and crossings, and you had mentioned that in the previous earnings call that, these are emerging trends. So is there any other emerging trend which you're currently tracking right now?
Definitely, there is continuous change going on in the Indian Railways. They are working hard towards developing new product line and developing new criteria as well. One of the criteria which has come is for leasing and maintenance of all these lines. So we are trying to work towards that line as well.
Okay, all right. And but this is more of a service, right? Is there anything in products?
This is where you will be leasing for maintaining, means you will be putting your product line, your product also, and maintaining it. When it's not just a service line, it is where you will be actually conditioning their wagons and putting the required maintenance line as well.
Okay, all right. And like, what is the current capacity in India for bogie manufacturing, and what is the requirement by the government and private players?
So bogie manufacturing comes once the is very directly proportional to what wagon manufacturer wagon manufacturers are doing. So bogie manufacturing of the wagon, I'm saying, coach is separate. So coach is like continuously developing, and there have been new development in terms of Vande Bharat and various other, and they are trying to improvise that to other coaches also, the previously used coaches, and also be it LWLH and other bogies in the wagon as well. So it's in a very increasing trend. So it's very difficult to give you exact number for that.
Okay, no worries. So I remember you had mentioned that complete bogies typically fetch better pricing, right? Yeah. However, since there was supply issue from I believe it was some PSU. So I believe some pricing would have also changed for complete bogies, right? So how much change was there exactly?
So there was a change in the bogie pricing as well. So it's the, because there was a, that's why we started developing other product line towards track and coaches as well. So we see the gap which came in the wagon industry, and the prices went down. Once this 1 lakh wagon order rolls out, what margins the prices had gone down would also increase in the wagon section as well. So roughly from what was sold to 3.25 lakh, it came down to around 2.72.
Okay. Since wagon manufacturing will pick up again, is what we're seeing in the news. And yes, since they fetch higher margins, wouldn't it be possible for us to have a higher PAT margin than 25%, which we already recorded in the past? Because previously we were just doing components, and now we'll be manufacturing complete bogies once we get the approval. So don't you think we would be doing better than 25% PAT margins?
So again, what happened is slowly and steadily, once the product which we are in, the new people come in, and the margins in that start deteriorating, and we our benefit and our work is that we keep developing other product line which have good margins. So if we'll see the other products, slowly the old products which we are doing, revenue share goes down, and I'll start increasing in a better product line. So estimate, it's a couple kitty of different products. Some have lower margins, some have higher margins. So in total, currently, what we are targeting is 25. Once the new plant is also intact and we are able to generate the revenue in that scope, we will look forward for better margins as well. But currently, we are the couple of products which we are doing, we target 25% of that in place.
Got it. And my last question is that on the balance sheet, we see there's 38 crores under capital work in progress. However, I believe that towards the end of March, most of the factory had already been completed, and it's still a significant amount which is in this section. So would we be seeing this completely zero in September?
It's already utilized. It is already utilized.
Okay. All right. That's it from my end. Thank you and best of luck.
We already paid everything, like 80% of the amounts to all the people. It was commissioning happening. So rest of the amount happens after commissioning. So that amount was left. So right now, almost all commissioning is completed. So the amount has been utilized.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Manshu.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mahek Jain from VentureX Alpha Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, audible.
My first question is regarding, we have currently raised money, we have preferential issue.
Right.
So what exactly is the purpose for the issue?
I've stated before, for the track section which we are doing, we'll need the working capital for that within 2 years. So in that, for that scope, we have raised the money.
And by what time frame are we going to utilize that particular funds?
We expect that fund to be utilized within two years, accordingly we have raised warrants for that one.
Okay, so by financial year 28, that track section assembly line will also be operational.
Right.
Okay.
Right now itself, but with amount increasing to our revenue, accordingly we have targeted.
Okay, so how much revenue are we expecting from that particular line?
We are expecting around 60 to 70 crores of revenue in total.
Okay, 60 to 7 crores when the line will be operational on full utilization. And
yes.
What currently that particular section is contributing currently to our top line?
So, track section is contributing in the assembly line, but right now the complete turnaround that is not contributing, which will be contributing soon.
Okay. Secondly, you have mentioned that we have currently an order book of around 140 to 150 crores. So what exactly is the bifurcation of that particular order? How much is from the boogie components, how much from the boogie or from track or from the other segments?
So right now you can say 20 to 30% from the track and around 40% from the coach section and rest is from the wagon section when we talk about railways.
Okay, so wagon section both boogie components and the boogie.
Yes.
Okay. Also, what is the bifurcation between the requirements directly from the government and from the private sector?
From the directly from the government, it is approximately you can say 40% of a say.
Okay, 40% directly from the government and rest from the private players. Okay. Additionally, I just wanted to know that as per the numbers, our other income has significantly increased in financial year 26. So what exactly is the reason behind the increase in the other income? What exactly has been incorporated there?
Interest of the FDRs which was there with us for the IPO.
Okay. And also, currently we have 25 RDSO certified products. And you said that currently around 15 to 20 products are under pipeline. So by what time are we expecting further RDSO approvals?
There are different time frame for each product. From 3 months to 7 months, we're expecting the products to turn.
Okay. And what exactly the products are from, like which industry, from the track or the coaches or some other?
All three of them.
Okay. And the last question that I wanted to know that going forward in the future, what exactly will be our major focus area to go ahead in financial year 28 and 29 and also in the 27?
To develop a complete assembly line, complete product, which will be going into the railways and giving a value addition in terms of life as well as also to the margins, to the company. That is our goal.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jagdeep Singh from Tooltoom LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, am I audible?
Yeah, audible.
Sir, I just want to know, sir. There is a regime change in West. Hello.
Yeah, you're not clear. Can you?
Jagdeep, may I request you to please use your handset mode and just increase the volume.
Ma'am, as far as I know, your major revenue is from Istanbul.
From?
So there is a reason in Istanbul. How do you see it will affect positively to us?
Can you repeat the question? I think major revenues from what and how will, what effect?
So there is a regime change in West Bengal, and your major revenue is from West Bengal, as far as I know. So is there is any benefit of that to you or company?
Yes, definitely. Once, I feel one of the major things, the new wagon industry is completely situated with the West Bengal, and new orders have come up in the West Bengal after a new wagon industry, like 1 lakh wagon order have come once the new change have been there in the power in West Bengal. So definitely there would be a lot of changes in West Bengal, and if there is good governance and new, definitely it will impact us.
So there is also the chances of CapEx in that industry, no?
So our revenue is coming from the railway majority, and in focus the railway have been the prime most focus of the government in all its aspect. So since railway have always been the focus, so there have been a lot of development, lot of changes in the industry always. So definitely it is affecting, and it is a prime sector and it'll keep impacting.
Also, sir, you are taking order through the bidding on GeM. Is there any possibility that you can get straight MOU railways or these companies?
We are getting order from the electronic e-procurement system, which is IREPS, from the railways, and the private sectors. The orders which we are getting, that is the direct licensing with the private clients, and your licensing and your capacity capability.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vishal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
You are audible.
Hello.
Hi, Vishal.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, good afternoon, Himanshu, and a very good set of numbers. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Most of my questions have been answered. I just want to understand two things. Number one is that, out of 210 and 20 crores which you are targeting, how much bogie manufacturing will contribute into it this year?
Sir, I can say from the new plant which we are targeting, it's not just the bogie, it's coupler and other product also. So from the new the plant, 110 crores of revenue we are targeting.
No, see, so I just have a confusion in the sense that, there are some components which you have already have RDSO approval, and then the CapEx which we have gone live is for bogie and assembly, sub-assembly parts.
Right.
So, the total revenue, 220 crores, how much, if, I mean, bogie contribution will be how much from it? Not assembly, the complete bogie manufacturing along with components.
So to give you a clear bifurcation, the old plant is where we can do any product which is less than 100 kg, and the new plant which is there, we'll do any product which are less than 1 ton, which is 1,000 kg. So from the old plant, we're expecting 110 crores of revenue, and from the new plant, we are expecting 100 crores of revenue. Total 210-220 crores of revenue we're expecting this financial year. Yeah. So
Okay.
new plant will be making the bogie also, coupler also, crossing also, and other product line also.
Got it, got it. And so for this plant, you have raised around 50 crores, and the peak revenue will be around 210 crore, right?
Right.
So, I mean, we have also raised a.
For this plant.
Sorry?
We raised 77 crores, and 50 crores of CapEx was done in this plant.
Right. So we have again raised 29 crores for preferential issue. And what will be the peak revenue from that issue? I mean, we are going into track system manufacturing. So what will be the peak revenue which we can expect from this CapEx of 29 crores?
70 to 80 crores we're expecting this.
Okay. And what would be the next CapEx? I mean, when we are planning and how it will be funded?
Sir, we want to go to a complete assembly line. We are completely developed for the machine casted product. We are completely developed for the fabrication line. We are developing for the spring and rubber plants. So that is going to be our next scope of CapEx.
And how you are going to raise the money for that, and when will it be?
Any CapEx that we are planning to do, we plan to do it from internal accruals, the profit which are coming into the company.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best, Himanshu. Good luck.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, kindly limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Next question is from the line of Shubham Padhyay from Chhattisgarh Investment. Please go ahead.
So what was our tax related benefit for FY26?
We paid 15% tax plus 2.5% tax. So 17.5% is what we are paying, and other companies are paying 25%.
I'm sorry, I didn't get you. How much are we paying?
We are paying in 15 plus 2.5% cess, that is 17.5, whereas all the other companies are paying 25%.
Okay, so differences are benefit.
Yes, this is one of the benefits, which is a lifetime benefit.
So we are not receiving any kind of subsidies, right? It is just our tax rate is lower.
No, yes, it's not a subsidy. It was a scheme by the central government. The companies which were incorporated in 2020 and started their production before 2024, they were liable for this benefit. And if you're taking this benefit, you cannot take any other benefit. That is.
Okay, and this is for the lifetime.
And this is, there is no sunset clause to this.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajesh Singla from VTG Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on very good set of numbers, Himanshu ji. A couple of questions. One is that all the capex what we have done so far and the money which we have recently raised from warrants that you would be also investing in coming months and years. So right. What kind of expectation we can see in FY28, given that FY27 guidance, you have been very consistent about talking about 210 and 220 since the IPO. So what kind of revenue guidance we can expect for FY28, considering that you would be doing even more capex maybe this year or next year as well?
Right. Sir, next financial year, we are expecting a peak revenue from this, which is around 200 crore, and approximately 110 from the old plant, plus the 60 to 70 crores from the tracks further expansion with what we have done altogether that we are expecting next financial year.
So we are expecting around 350 to 400 crore kind of revenue in FY28?
350 approximately we are expecting, sir.
And margins would be similar, like 25% PAT margin?
Focus in our prime target is the bottom line.
Okay. And any other market segment, I think last time you talked about mining components as a target segment, and any other market which you are exploring which you can highlight which can give us a longer term growth visibility?
So, sir, fields which we are exploring are the mining and also the thermal plants. So, there was a lot of focus is towards energy section, and there have been a lot of investment by the government towards energy and thermal in generation of electricity. And we wish to encash that opportunity as well. And there are a lot of product lines which we can manufacture are being used in thermal plants. So we are going to target that also.
Will we be spending more capex for catering to these two markets, or it will be sufficient? Our existing facility, I think, will be topped out by FY28. So will you be spending more capex, significant capex in FY28 to cater to these two new markets?
Sir, the plant and the capacity, plant and infrastructure which we have is capable of targeting both the facilities, both the markets sector. we don't have to do new capex for these two sectors. We can manufacture the product line for these two sectors as well. And the new capex which we'll be targeting and will be in precision different, developing a complete assembly line of rubber and springs as well. So we have a merger of all the criticality and we can give a complete assembly line to the railways.
Okay. And what is the scope of...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Singla. You may please rejoin the queue for follow-up questions.
Sorry, just last question if you can answer.
Yes, please.
So what is the scope of brownfield expansion in the current facilities which we are already building or already built? So is there a scope for brownfield expansion in that? Like, do we have spare land there?
So if you, anyone would have come to a plant, you have seen there is a scope, huge scope of expansion in the area. There's the availability of land where we need, we can develop other lines as well, close to a plant accordingly. We have chosen that location.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anand Chinoy, SP Mutual Investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for taking my questions. First of all, congratulations on great set of numbers. And also, you're one of the few SME companies who have been consistent with your guidance and you've achieved it as well. I think that is very impressive. So many congratulations on that. My first question is, I'm just trying to understand what is the moat of the company, because you have such impressive margins. Just trying to understand who your competitors are. Are they also earning similar kind of margins? And in other words, how are you able to maintain such kind of margins? I'm just trying to understand that. That's my first question. And secondly, for the FY27 guidance, again, which you have been very consistent on, is it going to be divided roughly equally into H1 and H2, or would there be some kind of seasonality there? Thank you.
So our competitors, we'll say each sector, there are different competitors. Initially, once we were for the wagon manufacturing, so the major competitor were Frontier Alloy Steels and Atul Engineering, and these parties are not listed, but you can we'll see their into their books, we'll see good set of margins from them. Definitely, we have got various benefit, the tax benefit, the location benefit, and also we are definitely company. We are not putting any cost. So our focus remains on reducing the cost as much as possible, be it the interest cost, be it the power cost, be it the raw material cost, and we are able to generate better margins to our competitors as well. So this related to their part of competition. Coming to the guidance of new, we have already given that guidance. Can you repeat other questions which you had?
Yeah, hi. So it was just about the seasonality. Is that 210 to 220 crores divided equally between H1 and H2, or would H2 be slightly higher than H1?
H2 will definitely be higher than H1 because the bogie production, the new plant production, will be from this month. So definitely we've lost two to three months in that in this. And further, H2 is it's a linear rapid growth. So definitely H2 is going to be better than H1.
Great. That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ramesh D, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello,
Ramesh. Yes, you are audible.
Hello.
Hello.
You
are
audible, sir.
Yeah. So my question is the competition, which the previous investor was asking. So do we have the competition from? I want to know who are the listed players from whom we are facing the competition. I can't hear your answer while you are responding. How are we able to maintain such huge margins?
So any of our actual competitor is not listed, and no one goes for listing as well because there are huge set of margins in our product line and nobody wish to share the same with anyone. So if you see all the companies which are there in our field, they are very strong debt-free companies which have been working since years and years and have been enjoying these margins. So, but there are other unlisted players in the market which are our direct competitors, you can say.
So, the competition, overall competition is less and we are able to have the pricing power. Is that right?
Can you repeat the question?
I want to know if the competition is very high, still we are able to maintain so the competition is less. That is why we are going, we are having the high pricing power.
Definitely, sir, there is a very big entry barrier which are the approvals, and these are all the critical components. So there are very less few parties which are there in each product line. So entry barrier is very high, and that, that leads to the good margins in it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ketan R. Chheda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. So in your vision statement, you mentioned that you would like to export as well. You would like to export components from your facilities. By when do you think you could start exports?
Once we have our precision engineering and our capability is well enough of exporting these product lines to a good market, be it US or UK. Right now, we are not able to produce that quality. So we are targeting by next financial year that we start some export as well.
By FY28, you expect to start exports as well?
Right.
All right. And the other question was, you raised some money through a preferential round, and I heard you mentioning that was for working capital essentially. My question is, sir, for working capital, why would you want to dilute existing shareholders? You could have gone for some sort of a debt as well, right?
So, we are a debt-free company, and main target is to reduce the cost, be it to any cost which is incurring to the company. And when we went for a warrant, even our promoter have invested in the company to not dilute the holding of the promoters.
No, sir, I understand. I mean, the promoters may have participated, but the other shareholders get diluted because you're issuing more shares. Since you are buying your own shares by participating, so no, your holding doesn't go down. But the existing shareholders, they get diluted. And for working capital, generally people would kind of go for, a debt, and it's kind of would be short term and you would have repaid and still taken care of the minority shareholders. So that was my point.
But the main thing is to keep the cost lowest of the product which we are doing. So any cost which is incurring to the company, we are working on reducing that. So we wish to keep that as such.
Okay, so would you be diluting going forward as well whenever you have a need for any kind of a working capital in the future?
Right now, for the bogey and the track section which you're doing, we are already raising the money. We don't see diluting for the working capital right now for this financial year right now.
And for any other purposes as well, do you see issuing additional warrants or diluting?
We don't see that right now, sir.
You don't see. Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Thakur for closing comments.
Thank you for joining the call of Nikhil Joshi Limited. Should you have any queries, you can drop an email to research@kiranadvisors.com. Thank you for all joining the call. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Kiran Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.